My role at NASA currently is as chief scientist for part of the International Space Station National Laboratory. It's the part where we do tissue engineering. It's a biotechnology laboratory, and we use low-gravity conditions to improve our ability to grow human tissues outside the body where they are formed correctly and function more correctly as compared to in the real body. This is part of regenerative medicine. It's an area where space station research directly contributes to the quality of life on Earth. It's not so intuitional immediately. When you have to grow human tissue outside the body, the cells must assume a three-dimensional configuration in space where different cell types and the substrates to which they attach have to be in the correct distribution. It's kind of like a house needs to have the walls and the foundation, the windows, the roof, all in the correct places before it will function. Well, since we can't recreate the whole embryonic development process yet, we don't have that kind of technology, we can kind of cheat by doing it in space. We can put the pieces where we want them without having to overcome the forces of gravity, and this allows us to much more effectively construct three-dimensional human tissues outside the body. It's like cheating to evade gravity. I happen to be a physician and an engineer from Purdue, electrical engineer, and really the interest started many years ago, 28 years ago, before I was an astronaut, but I was a biomedical researcher at NASA. Which I always dreamed of since being at Purdue and inspired by the Purdue astronauts, not the least of which, of course, is Neil Armstrong, the first, and Eugene Cernan, the last man on the moon. They sure inspired me into a field of biomedical engineering. The name hadn't been created yet, thus I went to engineering school at Purdue and then medical school and kind of pieced it together. But we determined in our laboratories at NASA, by simulating zero gravity fluid dynamically with principles learned at Purdue University, how to calculate trajectories and fluid dynamic forces, we determined ways to predict what we would get in zero gravity and at least partially simulate that experimentally on the ground. We got very powerful results, and that led to the basis over 25 years ago to this laboratory that is now a national laboratory on the International Space Station. It has much to do with current Purdue activities, with drug development, drug discovery, proper drug testing, less reliant on humans and animals, more accurate prediction of pharmaceutical effects. These are areas that Purdue Biomedical Research is very interested in. It's a synergy between NASA and Purdue, among which there are any number, from aeronautics through bioengineering. Specifically, we are building a set of instruments for growing human tissue outside the body. They are called bioreactors, space bioreactors to be specific, and these are built in such a way that they can operate in zero gravity and that they also make advantage of the special conditions in zero gravity. We have to introduce correct mixing, respiration. We have to clear waste products, essentially artificial lung, artificial kidney, artificial heart, all for a tissue culture to support this culture in zero gravity. Companion work is done on the ground by simulating those effects. That simulated bioreactor technology has become the state of the art on Earth. Again, the classic spin-off technology. When we try to do things in space, then we try to find out how to do them on the Earth in similar ways. We quite often come up with state-of-the-art new technologies.